এটা বাজুক। দিস ইজ আকাশবাণী, দ্য নিউজ রেড বাই অনুজা কুমার। Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said India has become the fifth largest economy over the past decade, up from the 10th position. The Prime Minister made these remarks while virtually inaugurating India Energy Week 2025 at Yashobhoomi in Dwarka this morning. Mr. Modi mentioned that India is the third largest solar power generating nation. The Prime Minister added that non-fossil fuel energy capacity has tripled. He said that India is the first nation to meet the goals of the agreements of the Paris G20.
बीते 10 साल में जो भारत ने हासिल किया है उससे ये विश्वास पैदा हुआ है कि ये टारगेट भी हम जरूर हासिल कर लेंगे। बीते 10 साल में भारत 10th लार्जेस्ट से 5th लार्जेस्ट इकोनॉमी बना है। बीते 10 वर्षों में हमने अपनी सोलर एनर्जी जनरेशन कैपेसिटी को 32 टाइम्स बढ़ाया है। आज भारत दुनिया का तीसरा सबसे बड़ा सोलर पावर जनरेटिंग नेशन है।
Speaking about ethanol blending, Mr. Modi said the country is currently blending 19% ethanol, which has helped save foreign exchange, generated substantial revenue for farmers, and significantly reduced carbon dioxide emissions. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with French President Emmanuel Macron in Paris today, aimed at further strengthening India-France relations. Several important bilateral deals are also expected to be signed between India and France. He will take part in the AI Action Summit today, where India is co-chairing with the objective of establishing global AI standards and promoting responsible AI development. Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar today directed the government to take steps in the shortest possible time to ensure the copies of the Constitution of India available in the market and all other places along with its original illustrations. He gave these directions to the government and all other concerned authorities during the 0 hour of the Rajya Sabha when BJP member Radha Mohan Das Agarwal raised the matter. The chairman said the original copy of the Indian Constitution, drafted and signed by the founding members, should be made available to all without any changes. He also said only changes that the President of India approves and signs shall be incorporated. Leader of the House JP Nadda alleged that the opposition party is trying to take political advantage by misinterpreting the original issue raised by the BJP member. Earlier, leader of the opposition Mallikarjun Kharge alleged that the ruling party is trying to mislead the House. The Congress MPs lodged a walkout amidst uproar over the illustrations pertaining to the Constitution of India. The government today said that 7,72,000 kilometres of roads have been built under the Pradhan Mantri Gram Sadak Yojana since its inception in 2002. Replying to the supplementaries, Minister of State and Ministry of Rural Development, Kamlesh Paswan said it was because of this scheme that road connectivity has extended to 1,63,000 habitations in the rural areas. The minister said the phase 4 of the scheme aims to provide road connectivity to more than 25,000 habitations across the country. In a surprising move, the US President Donald Trump signed an executive order banning the federal use of paper straws, directing all government agencies to switch exclusively to plastic. Trump called the paper straws ineffective, stating they don't work and don't last very long. The order, which takes effect immediately, raises a measure signed by former President Joe Biden, who had called plastic pollution a crisis. India discussed sustainable renewable energy initiatives with the International Solar Alliance, ISA, in Denmark to attract global funding and technology from both the countries. The Indian ambassador to Denmark, Manish Prabhat, met top officials of the ISA in Copenhagen. They discussed sustainable renewable energy initiatives. The meeting focused on attracting global funding and technology from countries like India and Denmark. In the Delhi Open 2025 tennis tournament, India's Mukund Sasikumar defeated France's Sascha Gemar-Weigenberg 4-6, 6-2, 6-0 in the men's singles opening round today at the DLTA complex. And with that, we end this news bulletin.